remember how large a hurdle would be?
Well, by these days it was very small. I mean, the farm, I think, was only about 120 and 130 acres, which is nothing by today's standards. I think probably we had about 30 cows.
Oh, that's quite a lot, isn't it?
And of course some lovely Shire horses, because the ploughing was done with horses. They were beautiful.
What kind of crops then was he growing?
Oh, corn and hay and sheep we kept. Father didn't like pigs, so we never kept any pigs. It was sheep and the dairy. It was a dairy farm, in effect. And quite a lot of hens, which when I got to about 11, I was responsible for all these wretched hens. But then farm children, you did, looking back, you worked quite hard, but then this was life. You were, as you got a little bit older, you were given lots of jobs to do.
And how did you have to look after these hens? Were they free range or were...
No, unfortunately, some were out in the fields, just on the outskirts of the village. And some were battery hens, which of course, knowing what we know now, he wouldn't have kept them. But it was quite the thing. And of course, being wartime by then, food was... Every bit of food that could be come by was very welcome.
How many hens did you keep?
They were in one of the, he converted one of the granaries. I expect there were about 200 of them.
And did you buy
a lot of eggs?
Yes. When, how old did you buy them? Did you buy them as chicks or? Do you remember?
No, I think he bought them. He reared a few chicken, but I think mostly he probably bought them in. And I kept about 40 rabbits, and I had an uncle and my father's brother who was a butcher in Chilton Polton, and he bought my rabbits for meat.
What kind of rabbits were they? What breed?
Oh, all sorts of rabbits. I kept them purely to sell for meat during the war. And I remember they ate a lot. I was everlastingly going around the fields with sacks, pulling up dandelions and things to feed them all.
I was going to ask you, what did you feed them all?
Yeah. And of course turnips and swedes, that sort of thing.
And how long did you keep them then?
Well, until they were big enough to, meaty enough to make a nice meal. They turned one of our front rooms into the village post office. So that was that. And then there were two brothers who'd been billeted in Little Church Farm, the carpenter's business. Well, one day their mother and an aunt just arrived from London. They were sisters, obviously, and their mother and their father had just died. Their houses had a direct hit, and I think that just sort of finished them. They put up so much. So they just arrived. So we made some of our rooms into a flat for them. And they stayed there the rest of the war.